early June now. What have you been doing the last couple of months? Still working, but probably, again, not doing the things you wanted to do or was on schedule.
Well, you know, there's a couple different ways to look at it. And, you know, definitely the pandemic with COVID-19 has changed the way in which we do things. As you know, Rich, and many of your listeners know, I really enjoy collaborating and meeting with people in person. A big part of what we do is based on outreach and building relationships with growers and within the industry. So while we haven't been able to do that in person, we've definitely transitioned to a lot of teleconference calls. And quite frankly, we've been pushing forward. We've been using our extra time in the office to push forward with some new initiatives that we're just really excited about. Some we can announce now and others that they're just around the corner but not quite ready for public consumption. So we're really excited about the work that we're doing for Nebraska's sorghum growers. And we're optimistic that we're going to see additional farm revenues for sorghum growers and maybe even create some economic opportunities in rural communities along the way.
You haven't been able to meet face-to-face with a lot of people, but I take it a lot of Zoom meetings and things like that. You're still doing, you've done a lot in the past couple of months, haven't you?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, just today even, I was supposed to be in Washington, D.C. I volunteer with something called the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, and that's not related to sorghum directly, but part of what they advocate for is the portion of our national budget that goes towards foreign aid, and that does include USAID, which is a market that a lot of agricultural products go into. And so I was supposed to be in Washington, D.C. today doing Hill visits, and of course all that's shut down. They're even working from home there. And so just before you called, I had a Zoom meeting with Senator Sasse's office, and here in about an hour and a half or so, I've got another one with Congressman Bacon's office. And then over my lunch, I went and had my office is about a block away from Congressman Fortenberry's office, and I used to work for the congressman, so I just popped over and had lunch, not with him, but with his staff. So, you know, I mean, listen, we're still having those meetings, and in some ways it's kind of been a blessing in that I've gotten to talk with some folks across the country via Zoom through different organizations that I probably wouldn't have had a chance to talk with before, including some researchers from ARS in Peoria, Illinois, that are doing some excellent innovations with sorghum, value-added sorghum products. And just the other day, I was on a call with former Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns, as well as former Secretary Tom Vilsack. And so, I mean, those are things probably that wouldn't have happened had the world not transitioned to more distance connecting. So
you're introducing, and I think this was just out, what, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday, Catalyst. That's kind of something you've really been promoting a lot here this week, haven't you?
Absolutely. And so here's what I want your listeners to know, and not just listeners in agriculture, but listeners who are small business owners, entrepreneurs, economic developers. We're trying to mobilize everybody. So this is a really exciting initiative. This is what we spent most of our time working on the last couple months, by the way. So the Nebraska Grain Sorghum Board has partnered with the Engler Agribusiness Entrepreneurship Program, the Food for Health Center at the university, a small business incubator called the Combine, which is tied in with Invest Nebraska, as well as the University of Nebraska Foundation. And we've created this competition called Catalyst. And Catalyst is a sorghum-based product innovation competition. And so what we're doing is we're encouraging and empowering and providing resources and mentorship through all of these different organizations to entrepreneurs from across the state and maybe even outside of our state borders and of any age, not just college students, to create new value-added products that are consumer-ready and can be made right here in Nebraska. And here in the fall, teams and individuals will get the materials to start innovating with that stuff, and they'll go through several different prototype phases and some internal pitches and things like that. And then ultimately in January at our sorghum symposium, those participants that have gone through will sit down in a room with economic developers and investors from across the state and share not only what they did, but how that can be scaled up. And then we want communities to basically argue over them and say, well, this can be produced in our community. Here's the incentives we can offer. This is how we can support you. And the goal is, again, to increase on-farm revenues through specialty sorghum that gets under contract for specialty products, while at the same time creating jobs and economic opportunities in rural communities. And, you know, frankly, nobody knows agriculture like Nebraskans, and I think nobody can innovate in agriculture like Nebraskans either. So we're really, really excited about this partnership.
Something really makes you look forward to the fall season. It's what kicks off once again that with the application deadline September 1st. So really something to look forward to in the fall season, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but here's something I'll tell your listeners. If anybody wants to jump the gun and get on top of this,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to turn them away. So if they want to get started over the summer, well ahead of the September 1st application deadline, they can sure do that. And to find more information, your listeners are going to want to go to our website. It's www.nebraskasorghum.org/catalyst. And they to get started, all they got to do is email me at sorghum.board@nebraska.gov, and we'll get them on their way.
Sounds exciting, no question. You've been out here to McCook before, met up with a lot of farmers and ranchers, and got a chance to know some of these folks, haven't you?
I absolutely love the McCook area. I had been there before in southwest Nebraska before taking this job, of course, but I've really gotten to know the communities that you serve better because a lot of our sorghum has grown in that part of the state since taking this job. It's about a year and a half ago, by the way. Time flies. But, you know, I just love it, and I can't wait until I can get back out there to see y'all in person.
And as we're into the month of June and July, again, more restrictions being lifted and more openings, that's going to allow you to get out and hopefully get a chance to talk to people face-to-face, different meetings. I know you're looking forward to that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, not just for my own sake, Rich. And this is, when we talk about outreach, I don't want your viewers to get the impression that we're just always traveling and having a great time. I mean, I like what I do, so I always have fun doing it. But, you know, the reality is that relationships are built face-to-face. And if we're going to serve our sorghum growers, I've got to build relationships, and that means getting to know them in order to understand best how I can help them. So, I mean, I take that very, very seriously. That's part of our core value here at Nebraska Grain Sorghum Board.
And we cannot forget one important thing talking to Nate today is it's his birthday today. Do I dare ask how old?
Oh, hey, listen, I don't get hung up on age. I turned 39 today, which is, I don't think that old at all. You know, I hope this is appropriate for your listeners, but I always tell people who get hung up on their age, I say, listen, it's another year you didn't die. By God, that's a good thing to celebrate.
Exactly. Your last year of the 30s. Hello, 40 coming up next year.
Yeah, again, not hung up on that. Honestly, I appreciate all the well wishes. I've had a lot of folks. In fact, it's been very hard, Rich, to get things done at the office today because my phone and computer just keep blowing up with well wishes, and that really means a lot to me. I really appreciate that. But you know, at the same time, we got work to do. It's just another day. You know, we're keeping our eyes on the ball.
Well, hopefully somebody's going to take you out for a birthday dinner or make you a birthday dinner tonight. Come on, that's got to happen, isn't it?
Okay, here's the one thing. The one thing that I get on my birthday every year that and it's just my favorite. My wife, Kelly, God bless her. If you ever get a chance to meet her, she's just about the most amazing woman you'll ever meet. But she's a nurse by trade, but she's a hell of a baker as a hobby. And she makes me a rhubarb cheesecake every year for my birthday. She Ooh. Made it last night. It is in my fridge. I am looking forward to whatever we end up having for dinner tonight. I'm looking forward to the rhubarb cheesecake. It's just the best.
Super. Well, we hope you have a good birthday, Nate. And we can't wait to have you come out and visit us here in southwest Nebraska again sometime soon.
Thanks, Rich. It's a pleasure speaking with you. And I just want to impress upon your viewers again, if they know any entrepreneurs, your listeners, if they know any entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial spirits that you know would maybe benefit from participating in this program, give them a chance to really jumpstart their career. I encourage them to check out the website, send us an email. We want people to be successful in this because their success is our success as well.